ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This man is one of the great entertainers in world cricket. There's no doubt about it. A man who made his test debut against Australia, also played his last test against the Aussies, and now he's one of the leading commentators and analysts going around in world cricket. Phil Tufnell is part of our team all summer long. Tuffers, appreciate your time.
No, thanks very much. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to get on the plane and get myself over to you. It's very exciting times back here.
Can't wait to work alongside you all summer long. Feels like in your part of the world, there's a little bit of optimism as English cricket people get on the plane and head down under. Is that fair to say, if you put your finger in the wind and sort of see which way it's blowing, that there's a little bit of optimism around the tourists?
Well, there is. I mean, we're all keeping a little bit sort of quiet about it. And I must admit, I'm sort of, you know, I'm mildly confident. Having said that, I've said that before, coming down to Australia when I've had my cricket bag with me and also coming down to do some commentary on it. But there's something in the air that we just feel we've got a chance if we can get off to a good start and, you know, all of the pieces of the jigsaw fall into place. We are pretty confident we're going to perform well, mate.
Oh, I didn't realise this was keeping it quiet. I thought this might have been a little more than that. But anyway, do they play? I know Woods had a little nick of a hamstring during the week in the tour match, but do they play Wooden Archer in that first test?
Oh, I don't know. As you say, I know. Listen, I've been on the physio's table quite a bit in my career, but I'm no physio. But I'm not sure. I'm sure that they'll be busting the gut. They'll be very keen for him to play. But I'm not seeing it as much. I'm not seeing it as a big deal. You know, if he can play, he can play. If not, give him a little bit of rest and let him perhaps get ready for number two. But we've got a squad of fast bowlers there. You know, we've got the likes of Tom. We've got the likes of Atkinson. Listen, if he's not 100% right, it's not the end of the world if he doesn't play for me. If we're going to win this Ashes, everyone's got to come to the party. You know what I mean? And so, if he's not quite right, don't pick him. We've got another one. Stick Cass in and away we go.
I noticed England played in their first 11 as such in this tour game. They've played the four quicks. Is that a little tell for what's ahead? And as a former spin bowler for England in Test cricket, what about Shoaib Bashir, a man who's taken more Test wickets than anyone else for England over the last 2 years? What do you make of the no frontline spinner?
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. Well, why is it always us spinners who get kicked out? You know what I mean? We can still take wickets if it's a little bit bouncy and a little bit green and doing a little bit with the seamers, crikey. But, I don't necessarily see spin playing too much of a role. Do you guys? I mean, I can't see it perhaps, you know, at Brisbane, perhaps a little bit at Adelaide. But perhaps later on in the series as well. But I can't see Shoaib Bashir perhaps featuring too much this summer for England. Having said that, as you say, all the guys have got to be ready. Simple as that. As you say, it's going to be a long, hard, grueling tour. It always is of Australia. Hard pitches, you know, big grounds. You've got to be ready when it's your chance. So I'm sure he'll be working away. He's had that finger injury and hopefully he's been in the nets and he's bowling and he's ready to go if called upon.
Are you one of these people that is frustrated by the English preparation for this Ashes series, just the internal tour match at Lilac Hill where, let's be honest, it doesn't bounce above waist height, then going into the first test at Perth Stadium where it's going to be zipping through? Or is it just a product of modern-day cricket?
I used to like playing at Lilac Hill. I think Dennis Lilly bowled us out when he was about 48 or something, or 58 or something. I know. I think he got four for DK running in. Amazing. But no, it's just the way it is now, isn't it, boys? You know what I mean? It's the way it is. The one, listen, I think they could have done with perhaps one or two sort of warm-up games and perhaps with Perth just round the corner. You know, I hope they're in those nets getting a few whizzed round their shoulders and just getting acclimatised to that sort of different kind of pace and bounce. But, I mean, you've got to give one thing to this McCullum and Stokes sort of combination. You know, they stick to the guns. They don't change it. You know, this is what we do and we go out and do it. So they'll be listening to a little bit of this sort of white noise about the preparation, but they'll be completely happy in what they're doing and go out and, you know, and live and die by it. That's what they do, those guys.
Cricket Australia, we did the right thing, Tuffers. We scheduled a shield match at the WACA ground, so you can't even use that as a practice facility with the quick nets there and the quick deck. You've got to be out at Lilac Hill, so we knew what we were doing there. Us Aussies, though, we get our backs up about Bazball and what it is and what it means. What's your definition of it?
Bazball, well, I'll tell you, whatever it's been great to commentate on. Over the last, three or four years, watching England sort of progress. As a commentator, it's fantastic. You turn up to the ground, you don't know what's going to go. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? It could be anything. I think they've sort of they've just tweaked that and they've turned it down a little bit and just started to sort of play with sort of cricket smarts, as I like to say. You know, a Bazball, I think what it is, it's just going out there to play aggressive cricket, mate. You know what I mean? I mean, I played against that Australian side, like Hayden Langer and, you know, Ponting and all these guys. Well, crikey, you were sort of doing it a little bit then, and it's just playing aggressive cricket. It's entertaining. It's fun to watch. I think you Aussies are going to enjoy watching this England team play. I really do, because they go out there, they're on the front foot, they're aggressive, they get stuck in and they look to get on with the game. So if that's what Bazball is, I like it.
Phil Tufnell, who's going to be with us all summer long as part of our coverage right here on Grandstand Cricket. Phil, take us back to your time coming down under and playing in Australia. You mentioned the preparation nowadays. How many tour games and all the rest of it would you guys have played? And how did you go with the Aussie faithful? How were you received out here by our crowds?
We were there for months.
Yes.
We were down there for about 4 months. We played, I think, every Shield game, didn't we? We played, you know, the train drivers 11, the president's 11. We played the corner shop 11. Everyone, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I had a wonderful time. We were here, you know, as I said, for about 4 months, and you know, I felt like an ambassador for my country. You know, spreading the word of cricket up and down the country. We had an absolutely wonderful time. Loved every single minute of it. And we played a lot of warm-up games. Well, that's the answer to your question. We played a load of warm-up games and won sod all. You know what I mean?
Yes. So
perhaps they might have it right, this team, by just keeping it pretty light and then getting stuck into the test matches. But made my debut, MCG. Yeah. I don't think they'd sort of allow that now. I don't think they'd allow it, sort of like a duty of care, you know, going out there as a little youngster, having played against one man and his dog in England, and then thrown out there to play at the MCG. It was incredible, wonderful times. Loved every single minute of it, and it's something as a cricketer that, you know, to go down to Australia. I mean, it really is the top of your game. So England boys will be desperate to do well because they know that this is sort of it. You know, this is the pinnacle of the game. And if you can come back and have done well and performed well and perhaps nicked a series off the Aussies, well, crikey, you're right. It don't get any better than that, mate.
There was a story of a famous and infamous interaction between yourself and the Aussie crowd, I think 94, 95. Was it the crowd? Was it an Australian player? Who said it?
I think there were quite a few saying it, mate. They were pretty spot on. Come on, let's be fair. There was a few boys chirping up in the field like the Aussies always do. They're always having a bit of fun and a few choice words, what have you. There was a few in the crowd getting stuck in. But, yeah, I think it was at Canberra or somewhere, or I can't quite remember, but yeah, as I walked out the bat, someone shouted out, "Oi, Tuffers, can you lend me a brain? I'm building an idiot." But, you know,
it's very uncommon.
You know, no, not at all, mate. I loved it. It's the only one I could relate to you, mate, to be honest with you, on the radio.
Did you laugh?
Everything else was a little bit more fruity. Yes, I did laugh.
That's
it was good fun. Listen, I don't mind that. I used to love the crowds and the atmospheres. There's no better place to play, mate.
I was speaking to one of my old cricket coaches who's from the UK, lives over there now, and he said He said to ask you as well why you liked batting number 11.
Well, no, yeah, well, I used to bat number 11 because I didn't like walking off on my own. That's why.
It's a good reason.
No, it's like, all right. It was all a little bit too much for me, mate. Mm. I tell you, Craig. You know, well, they, you know, I wasn't pulled. I wasn't paid to bat, was I? You know, I didn't ask Nasser Hussain to do my bowling when Brian Lara was on 375. You know, and all that. So, you know. You know, so why the hell should I do his batting? I mean, crikey, O'Reilly, but no, they never got me, thank God. They never got me, but they tried.
The great Phil Tufnell with us all summer on Grandstand Cricket. The important stuff then, Phil, before we let you go.
Yeah.
Have you got a prediction for us? What is the scoreline going to be? How is this series going to play out?
Right, well, I tell you something, you've got a couple of teams going hammer and tong. I can't see too many going 5 days, and I can't see too many draws. Perhaps there might be a washout knocking around, but I can't see that. I'm going to go 3-2 or 2-2 or something like that. I'm thinking that England are. But that can be 3-1, can't it? 2-2 can be 3-1 at a blink of an eye. It's all going to be about those situations. Who can really sort of nail those crucial situations just to get yourself over the line? So I'm going to sit on the fence and go 2-2.
Pickett.
I'm not a gambling man. I do most of the other things, but I'm away from the gambling.
I'll put you down for 2-2. Toughest, safe travels out here. Travel well. Can't wait to see you in Perth. This time next week, we would have been wrapping up day one. So can't wait to work with you over in the West and right throughout the Ashes. What a series it's going to be.
It's going to be an absolute cracker, Jack, and I'm on my way. I cannot wait. It's going to be a belter. Looking forward to seeing you all, guys.